The First World War had a huge impact on the union between Great Britain and Ireland. It was the case prior to the outbreak of war that many British people expected to be fighting a war in late 1914, but it would have been a civil war in Ireland, not a war in Europe, because Ireland was indeed on the edge of civil war with the case for Home Rule being accepted by Parliament, but being resisted by the Protestant majority in what is now Northern Ireland. They were, of course, a minority in the whole of Ireland, but a majority in the north. And they didn't want a Catholic-dominated Parliament in Dublin ruling their affairs. Now, in 1914, the implementation of Home Rule is suspended, but the Irish nationalists who were pro-Home Rule join up the British Army in la join the British Army in large numbers, believing that fighting for Britain will persuade the British that the Irish can be trusted, and that Home Rule will follow. The Unionists in the north join up for entirely different reasons. They want to show their loyalty to the Crown and defeat Home Rule. Now, of course, what happens during the war is that there is an attempt at revolution in Ireland in Easter 1916, in the Easter Rising in Dublin. That is suppressed by the British, and the British make a huge mistake in executing the leaders of that rising. And that starts to transform opinion in Ireland on the Union. So, whereas prior to the war there had been very significant support among the nationalist population of Ireland for some form of devolution, in much the same way that Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have it now. The experiences of the Easter Rising persuade Irish people that actually it's independence that they want. And because of the strength of feeling in the north, that leads to the partition of Ireland. So the 26 counties in the south become the Irish Free State. They get their semi-independence. They're not fully independent until 1949. And the north remains part of the United Kingdom. So actually, in terms of Ireland and the Union, the war years are hugely significant in weakening the Union. In terms of the rest of the Union, I think you can argue that the bonds between England, Scotland, and Wales, in some kind of Britishness, are strengthened by the First World War in much the same way that they are during the Second World War. So the war strengthens the Union within Great Britain.